Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots. Welcome to the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane, 96.5 FM and AM 630, as well as our live stream going on right now. You can go to acn.cc and click on that Liberty Bell. That will take you to Liberty Broadcasting, the affiliate that we are on right now. So that way you can spread the word to your like-minded friends and family, or those that are on the fence, need a little nudge. Well, it doesn't matter where they live in the country or the world, they can tune in live 7 a.m. every morning. So don't forget to spread the word. Lady Liberty with me in the studio.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Good morning to you as well. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. That's right.
As a reminder, he was the rightful winner of the election that we voted for.
That's right. He's the rightful winner, and we still don't have him back in office. Instead, we get to watch all this debauchery happening where the infiltrators and usurpers of the United States are just running our nation into the ground full speed, as fast as they can possibly steal all our wealth and destroy everything we're made of.
So President 11 was wringing his hands when he saw the fruits of the Communist Party's labor, watching the election numbers swing back the other way at 2 o'clock in the morning in the United States. Putin was saying, I like Trump, but he's been in the way. So,
well, you know, and that was the interesting thing, that Trump and Putin had an equal respect for each other.
Yes, they did.
And you know who couldn't stand that? It was the deep state.
Oh, yeah.
The deep state, especially Hillary Clinton, has it out for Russia and Putin. And so,
and Trump.
Just imagine. So we've got a dual government happening here in the United States. One that can't stand Russia, and one when under Trump,
and loves
we were
China.
Doing just fine. And yeah, exactly. And so there we had to watch the deep state throw an absolute backflip tantrum about Russia and Trump getting along so well. And so they tried to accuse him of all of this illegal, you know, basically everything to do.
Oh, the election tampering.
Yeah, election tampering, everything. Yeah. They falsely accused him of everything they could to keep those two from becoming buddies and allies, because they were well on the way to trying to do that. And that scared the deep state to death.
Well, because the deep state are globalists.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And that's what set President Trump, and that's what sets Putin apart.
Right.
That, because those, regardless of what you think of their politics, it's unquestionable those both are patriots.
Yep.
They love their countries. Their country comes first.
And they were both against globalism.
Yes. And they don't play the globalist little games.
Right.
And both of them love their countries, and they place their country's interests before all else.
So you could imagine the globalists and the deep state freaking out over watching two potential massive world powers become allies. And
right.
So they had to throw everything they could possibly throw in the works in order to keep them from talking to each other.
Because what they needed to accomplish their goals, the globalists, they need chaos.
Yep, that's right.
And Putin and Trump were both, they brought stability.
Yep.
And respect.
Yeah. And like I said, being major super world powers, you know, I mean,
right.
Could you just imagine how cool that would have been had the United States and Russia finally actually been like allies?
Well, it's a nice thought. But as Christians, we know scripture. We know
that's
how it's
right.
going to play out. We know that these things are, they're marking lockstep exactly how it was prophesied.
That's right.
Watching that unfold. You know, no matter how much respect you might have for Putin, right now he's in charge of Russia. Very soon, all of these things are going to unfold. Russia is going to, well, one thing, Russia being friends with China and Iran is a problem. I have a problem with that.
Right.
So you know, no love for them. Respect him as a leader, and I respect, you know, Russia and the people, but they are puppets in a play that's playing out. I mean, they're going to attack Israel.
Yeah. Well, especially when we're talking about the 30,000 foot view where God is ultimately in control and he lets Satan loose basically for a while after he removes the church. And so yes, absolutely. This all has to come to pass. And it's already done as far as the Lord has seen. You know, he's watched from beginning to end and he knows how it ends. So,
yeah, I hate to see, you know, the United States get, you know, punished for it, but it's not like we're not deserving of it. You know?
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
And so, and we're getting all tangled up in it right now, you know, with what, how many troops did we have? Now they're slowly starting to evacuate the embassy in Ukraine.
That's right.
Not a good sign.
Nope.
who else is doing that? There's somebody else that followed suit with that. Another country. But I don't know. I've got so much stuff swimming around in my head. it's amazing. It's all day long, continuous, you know, bombardment. Yep, that's why I look so forward to Saturday, to just unplug and plug into the Word.
Yep.
And that's where you get regrounded. Your whole perspective of all of this just comes into crystal clear focus. So
that's right. You take a day of rest with the Lord.
Yeah. Yep. And so with, you know, China now by 2022, right now, China owns, there's a reason why I'm mentioning this, not because it's doom and gloom. It's the opposite. Yesterday when we were driving, I was reading a story from Simon Roche from South Africa about how now with fertilizer shortages, and I mean, this is a systematic strategic approach to, you know, grabbing hold of the food supplies. China now has over 50%, almost 60% of the world's food supplies. And when all of the contracts they have are fulfilled,
that's right,
I'll pull up the dates, you know, during the show. Anyway, they will have
69%.
Yeah, 69% of the world's grain.
Yep, that's
supply,
right.
Once all of the contracts that they already have are fulfilled.
That's right.
So it's, you know, on one hand, you're like, oh my gosh, the Chinese Communist Party having control of all the food. You know, that food is a weapon. But guess what? I'm convinced that's all that's going to come out. That's being reserved for a time.
When the church is not here.
When that's coming, right?
Yep, that's right.
What's going to be unleashed on the world. I mean, we see wars and rumors of wars. We should not be concerned about this. We should be watchful for our situational awareness.
Yep.
We could certainly be directly impacted by Russia-Ukraine conflict going down next week. And, you know, the economy, fuel shortages, food shortages. But we should be prepared in our families with food and everything. And knowing that when this really hits full speed, I mean, when the hammer really comes down, all of these things that are pointing to, you know, total, how do I put it? Just when all of this comes to full maturity, our time is so short here.
That's right. Yep.
I really believe that.
Me too.
So it's actually kind of, it's exciting.
It's exciting and liberating, and it's hard to not be positive about what's happening this year, because for the church, oh boy, it's looking good.
It's exciting. So right now there is a revival going on around the world.
The world,
you know, Christians are being persecuted all over the place.
That's right.
And, you know, Christians are standing trial in Finland. Advanced, educated culture, European culture, right? They're above and beyond the fray of oppressing people. I mean, we just don't do it. We're so beyond that now.
Yeah.
Christians stand trial in Finland for affirming that men and women are different. No kidding. A Christian bishop and a member of parliament are being charged with hate crimes for publishing a theology booklet about sex and marriage. In Finland.
Really?
So
that's stunning, because Wow. Well, and I think it's Finland that has the highest rate of suicide because they're so shy. They're
antisocial.
Horribly antisocial, and they can't make eye contact. They avoid each other at all costs on the bus. I watched a documentary about it. It's pretty funny, actually.
Isn't that interesting? That there's a lot of validity to that with what we've seen around the world in the last 2 years with these social distance, lock yourself in your house.
Right.
The people in the medical community are saying that they're shocked at the level of suicides,
suicides have spiked
in the last 2 years.
Yeah, because people are all separated.
Right, kids, you know, depressed because they're, you know, away from their schoolmates or people just being isolated and pulled back from human interaction.
Right.
And forcibly so.
Yep, that's interesting, isn't it?
Very, very telling. We're made for relationship.
Oh, absolutely. With the Lord first and then with others. Yep. That's, you can't have a God who is defined as love and then not have anybody to love, right?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, by the way, that article about the Christians being on trial in Finland, that was at The Federalist. If you want to go and look that up for yourself, that's thefederalist.com.
Right.
And that just came out yesterday. So.
Okay, well, so let's get to the word of the day, shall we?
Looking forward to it.
Because we've got some other very, very interesting stuff to share that it's not Fired Up Friday, but it sure will make you mad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 26 through 30, which read, "As the thief is ashamed when he is found out, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They and their kings and their princes and their priests and their prophets, saying to a tree, 'You are my father,' and to a stone, 'You gave birth to me.' For they have turned their back to me and not their face. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, 'Arise and save us.' But where are your gods that you have made for yourselves? Let them arise, if they can save you in a time of your trouble. For according to the number of your cities are your gods, O Judah. Why will you plead with me? You all have transgressed against me, says the Lord. In vain I have chastened your children. They have received no correction. Your sword has devoured your prophets like a destroying lion." And that's it. But it kind of just struck me when I turned to that and read that, because there's, you know, it's important that as his church that we don't use God or that we don't take God for granted.
Right.
I'm so struck in the book of Jeremiah at how much God reveals of his tender character, right? And just like anybody that you might know that you might call a tender heart, it's almost like God's character is the same way, that he loves so much and he's so tender to all of us. And then he watches us turn away from him and turn our backs on him and forsake him.
Yes.
And it just breaks his heart. And so, you know, in this passage here, I'm just reminded, be tender towards God and don't forsake him. Don't always just assume that he's like your Santa Claus, you know, that you only call on him when you need him to supply you with something.
Right.
You know, nothing more awful than not being loved but being used by somebody, that they could care less about you until they need something. You know, that has right. never been a love relationship. And many of us know this from children that we have, right? You know, that they may only contact you when they need money or something, which of course, you know, we're happy to give, but that can't be the whole of your relationship with them. It just makes you, it's empty and it's hollow and it's shallow and it's not what we're called to with the Lord. And so I wanted to point out that, remember him always. He's very tenderhearted and dear and very loving and kind, and to not forget about him and not always just seek him the second you're tripping and falling into a ditch, or when you're
right.
broke, or when you, you know, all of these things where, just like he says, well, for they have turned their back to me and not their face, but in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. And so then he's like, oh, really? What about those other things that are way more important than me? Why don't you go find them? Why don't you let them help you out?
Right.
You know,
that little piece of wood that you were born from.
Right. And it could be anything that we turn away from him for.
Right.
You know, like you and I were having this discussion about sin, you know, whatever sin you may be tempted by. It's basically in essence saying to the Lord, I would trade this sin for you. Because that's what you have to do in order to sin. You actually have to turn away from God and go and participate in whatever sin it is.
Yeah.
And so you're trading a sin for him. And so I think that, you know, if we become aware that we actually do that and then we turn back, you know, so what if you have a gambling problem and you're constantly, you know, being drawn into that. And so, you know, you don't want God to say, oh, really? Oh, now you need money? Now you need money? You're going to come screaming to me because you need money?
Yeah.
How about you just go back to your casino or whatever?
Well, that's what it was said about being double-minded.
Right. Yep.
You know?
Yeah, that was in that you were reading in James, right?
Yeah, James. That's what it was. I was thinking, no, it's not Peter. It's not First Peter. But I couldn't think of what it was. It was in James. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, that's really good. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, that's right. We need to embrace him and remember that he has a tender heart and we can break his heart. God is the last one that we want to ever do that to. So keep that in mind and keep him in your thoughts.
Yep, absolutely. Pursue with.
That's right.
Seek with passion.
Him.
Yeah,
yep, that's right.
Very cool. All right. Good word. A good thing for us to meditate on today and draw that back. Oh, by the way, what is one more time if you want to throw that scripture out?
That was Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 26-30.
There you go. Or you just read all of Jeremiah chapter 2. You'll be blessed.
Yep, right? That's for sure.
Okay, let's go ahead and take a break. Come back here after just a couple of messages. And we got more stuff to cover on the other side, things that are going on that will get you fired up. A little premature in the week, but that's okay. Because it's Trump Tuesday.
If
they wouldn't have blocked his our wall, we wouldn't be facing the stuff that we're facing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, okay, stick around. This segment brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. That's Tender Loving Care. TLCWebHosting.com is the website. Patriot-owned business located in the American Redoubt. If you've got a website you need hosted, then these guys will take really good care of you and very competitively priced. Okay, Radio Free Redoubt, the morning commute, right after this.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Hello, Christian patriots. This is Lady Liberty from The Morning Commute announcing the release of my new book titled 444 that is a solid plan for what we as Christian patriots can do to correct this terrible course that America is on right now. 444 gives us a biblical, peaceful, and constitutional method that does not require a central figure like a sitting president in order to be successful. This action is something that needs to be done in every community around the nation and is straightforward and simple to follow. Christians in America need a plan, and this is it. You can get your copy today by going to RadioFreeReadout.com and clicking on the link to 444 on the right side of the page. Thanks, everyone, and God bless.
Welcome back to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. The second segment is brought to you by PrepCom and the DMX 40. We partnered through AMRON, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, partnered with PrepCom in, giving them field feedback on their Morse code encoder and decoder. It's a transceiver, a radio called the DMX 40. And uses, you don't have to use, you don't have to know Morse code. It is its own self-standing device. All you need is an antenna, which they also have available in their store, but you use a keyboard, which comes with it. So you type out your text, and it goes out just very small wattage, just you know, like 2 watts. And you can talk to your friends and family back and forth over the radio. And once you get your technician license, 80 miles away, 180 miles away.
That's right.
You know, on the 40-meter band, yep. Just a really slick. And we're just tickled with them. They've done such a great job. And they're working on some other products, too, we're excited about. But this is the time to start thinking about emergency communications. If there is a loss of internet, cell phones, you know, your traditional telecommunications and power, you still want to be able to communicate with those, you know, that you love, this would be a great way to reach outside of your immediate area.
Yep, especially if both parties have one, right?
Oh, yeah. You need to, unless one or the other. Uncle Joe knows Morse code, but
that's right.
He can talk to me. You can't understand. Well, now you can. And you can talk back to him.
That's right.
Well, not talking, but
Well, and
Morse
not
code.
Only that, but you can send it and receive it in speeds that are higher than the human ear can interpret.
Yeah, not too many people that can decode, 60 words per minute, I think.
That's
it's
right.
It's just cruising,
yeah.
Man. Yep. But, all right. Anyway, go to radiofreeredoubt.com or amron.com, and on the right-hand side, scroll down till you find that DMX40 little radio there. Click on that, and you'll learn all about it.
Right.
And that'll get you that discounted rate, too. Okay.
Well, so we've got something that is just going to chap your hide.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so maddening, especially when, like you said, right before the break in regard to Trump Tuesday, that had we been able to finish the wall during his first 4 years, we would be in such a better position with our southern border than we are right now. Unfortunately, with the wide open borders, they're flooding in, and that's not all. This is the part that is extremely infuriating. We have an article here that describes that the United Nations is providing cash debit cards to migrants that are heading to the United States.
Yep.
And
it's
not
from the Epic Times.
Yes. And in fact, we have a little clip here from the Epic Times NTD television broadcast that was played last night, January 24th. And so we'll play that clip for you right now.
Take a listen.
A new report says the United Nations is providing cash payments to migrants on their way to the U.S. border. The report also says the U.N. is providing assistance to those who failed their immigration interview to give them a better chance of approval the next time around.
As billions of American tax dollars are spent funding the United Nations, the U.N. is giving out cash debit cards to U.S.-bound migrants, some receiving about $400 every 2 weeks. In other words, American taxpayers are helping to fund illegal immigration across the U.S. southern border.
And there's more to that. You can go to the Epic Times to hear the rest of that and read the story.
Yes, and it's just so infuriating. So basically, the United Nations, whom we were paying 22% of their annual budget.
That's right.
And so now they're giving them $800 a month per person who are flooding into Mexico, and they're first seeking asylum in Mexico.
Right.
And then once they get that asylum, then they have their sights set on America the entire time.
Right.
It's just that they have to seek asylum in Mexico first while they're heading across to our border.
Well, what this article goes on to say, actually, is that they're being coached by these
psychologists, UN-funded psychologists.
UN-funded non-government organizations that are – most of these migrants are claiming asylum because of economic hardship, and they're getting their asylum denied. So then they go back, and these psychologists that you're talking about coach them on how to properly call for asylum, saying that they're having nightmares about being oppressed and crime and government corruption and whatever else.
That's right.
Right? So then they go back. They cross the border illegally, they get apprehended, they claim asylum, and then they say all the right things that they've been coached by UN-funded organizations.
Right. And so, you know, That is so infuriating.
It's criminal.
The fact it's totally criminal that the United Nations is paying those people to come here.
Meanwhile, we have thousands of soldiers, thousands of U.S. troops getting ready to go over to Europe to protect Ukraine's border.
That's right. We've got the Pentagon is putting 8,000 troops on high alert for deployment as the State Department orders the families of embassy staff to leave Ukraine. And so the problem is too bad for Ukraine, basically. How about putting 8,000 troops on our own border?
Yeah.
You know,
no
I mean, that's exactly where they need to be if they're ready for deployment. And so just the sheer fact that, no, instead, we're having our borders wide open. And not only that and people flooding across, but they're being paid to flood across.
Oh, exactly. We're paying them indirectly.
Right.
The United Nations, which is planted right in the middle of, you know, the icon of the West and America, New York City.
Yeah.
Right. And you know what, though, if this regime actually used our military on our own border, they'd put them on the Canadian and Mexican ports of entry to check for COVID vaccine passports.
Oh, I know. You right.
Know, not, you know, several miles down the fence line where
yeah,
they're
where
just walking
two
across.
Strands of barbed wire. Yeah.
Exactly. With impunity. Yep. Unbelievable. And they're not checking for their COVID passports.
Well, and that's the thing. That's what proves that they could care less about anything COVID.
It proves they have an agenda.
When they've got millions of people just flooding across our borders that they're not tested, they could care less.
That's right. That's right. And it's exactly what you could expect from communism. It's exactly what Trump warned of.
Yep.
If he doesn't win the election, he says we're going to be owned by China straight up and our borders are going to be a mess. Crime's going to go up. Our priorities are going to be completely off.
Be overrun by fentanyl.
Right. Well, yeah. How many people have we lost to fentanyl? How many people
That's
have
right.
we lost to suicide because of this? So, you know, these are the times that we're in. This is the era that we're in. And be glad that you belong to the Lord.
No kidding.
You know,
cling to the Lord without a doubt.
Yeah, this is all going to come crashing down. We don't have very long to go, so.
But make it good. Make the last sprint really worthwhile.
Yep. Run to the end. Run to the end. Fight to the end. Absolutely.
That's right.
All right, guys. Well, we're out of time, but you have a blessed, safe weekend. Or we're not there yet. Okay, you have a blessed, safe evening and day, week. My goodness.
Have right. something blessed.
I'm done.
You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.